Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Larry Ritter is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Larry is a new friend. He's Senior Vice President, General Manager of the CRM Division, Customer Relationship Management Division, of Sage, the Sage Group, an organization that you've heard me talk about in the past before. And well, again, because they make good products. And he's here to talk to us about something that I really want, a capability that I really want you to consider using if you're not already, and if you are, maybe even upgrading a little bit, just the concept of customer relationship management. Larry Ritter, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks. Great to be here, Jeff.
It's good to have you here. To start with, as I told my audience, Larry, in the previous segment, I've been using ACT. We've been using ACT in my operation here for probably almost 10 years. And we use it primarily here for contact management. And but it's you know, the thing that I wanted to talk, most of the folks in my audience have contacts that they want to keep up with. They also have customers they want to keep up with. And the CRM software is a powerful tool, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is.
Talk to us a little bit about the concept, because I know you're very much involved in the industry. You're one of the leaders in the industry across the, you know, all the different competitors out there. Talk to us about the idea of CRM.
Yeah, well, thanks, Jim. Well, the idea of CRM and contact management by extension is essentially about understanding a lot of important details about your contacts and customers. You know, things like when you last talked to them, what you sent them, when you've scheduled meetings, is it all organized in a convenient place? Opportunities for you to, you know, keep notes in a well documented place. Marketing to your customers, you know, like a professional,
right?
Keeping track of all that, and you know, managing a sales pipeline as well. So those are a lot of the kind of core things that you do in a CRM or contact management type system.
You know, Larry, when I worked for Xerox, for example, back in the 70s and early 80s, my CRM was literally a piece of paper that we developed, the company developed, that allowed me to literally write in the name of a prospect and on as almost a ledger looking thing, and across the way could check off and make notes of, you know, what I had done, when I did it, did I do a demo, have I given them a proposal, have they seen the equipment, have I, you know, what have we talked about, when are they going to, what's the next step, and when are they going to close? And that was literally a physical piece of paper, and I made a living, and every month I had to present that document to my manager in those days and show him what I had done so far. And that was laborious, but you know what? It worked on paper. Today, we can put that on steroids with software, can't we?
Well, exactly right. And surprisingly, you know, there's still a lot of businesses that operate a lot like that. So I often say to people, if, you know, when managing those important details like the ones you mentioned with Xerox are important enough to you that, you know, you risk just managing them in your head and you want it to be automated,
yeah,
in a piece,
mm-hmm,
of software. And you also want a team to be able to get access to that as well. Your piece of paper is fine as long as it's in your notebook. But what if the guy, you know, in the next office or the next cubicle or the next, you know, county also needs to get a hold of that? How do they get a hold of that paper and how do they update it and keep everybody together?
Well, that's exactly right. And especially if you've got salespeople, Larry, and as we all know, salespeople come and they go. You want to have that, the record that you paid for. You paid for someone to collect the information about that customer and about the process that you've gone through with them. You paid for, you've invested in that activity. You deserve to keep it when they're gone, don't you?
Well, absolutely. You know, it's like we all, you know, have enjoyed and or unenjoyed that moment of truth, you know, when you get a call from someone And, you know, if they know who you are, they know last time they talked to you, they know what you have,
right.
There's this feeling of reassurance and comfort when mm-hmm. someone calls you up and they say, hi, I'm the new guy. What do you own?
Right.
You're immediately kind of on your back foot.
That's right.
Thinking, gee, these guys should know this about me.
Well, that's exactly right. And I'll tell you, that's one of the times there are customers out there, folks, who are on the fence with you right now. And they're looking for any reason. They're not thinking about you that much. But when they do, they're thinking, you know, okay, now that they've lost my sales rep, maybe I'll give this other company a chance. And as you said, Larry, if you show up and you don't, and the next person who calls on them doesn't have the cornflakes together, then that's a perfect time for people to bolt, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. And you know, your primary advantage when you have a customer, I think the statistic is something like it's 6 times easier to keep or work with a customer that you have than to get a new one. And so it's kind of shame on you if you have a customer.
Right.
And you're sufficiently disorganized that your customer treats you just as they would like a new supplier.
Well, and also, you know, it is not just for customers as well. As we talked about earlier, Larry, it's also for contacts. I mean, people that you network with, people who are influencers, people that you just want to know about, you want to keep up with them, you want to keep their phone numbers handy, you want to keep their emails handy. That's one of the main ways that I use it, Larry, because in our business we don't have – you know, lots and lots of customers. We don't have, you know, tons of folks that we have to keep up with, transactions we have to keep up with, but we do manage, thousands of people. My contact management list is, you know, probably, I don't know, 2,000 or 3,000 people.
Yeah, that's pretty common. And you mentioned contact management, and there's clearly a category of contact management where you're not necessarily selling something, but you're in the business of keeping track of a lot of different people. So whether you're maybe like a recruiter or a talk show radio host or, you know, keeping track of, you know, your guests and people
right.
like that. It's important to know, you know, when you had Larry on, you know, what he said, you know, what the ratings were, you know, kind of keeping all that in one place so you kind of know who to go back to and, you know, when you can kind of cycle back. And you might find out, gee, I haven't talked to any of these people in the last 6 months or the last year. I think I need to refresh with them and get connected again.
It's amazing how many times I'll be driving to the airport. And while I'm there, I'll think of somebody I need to call and move something along or do them a favor or ask them to do me a favor. And I just open up my phone and it pops right in there and I get their number, I get their email, I text them, whatever I want to do. And I'll tell you what, folks, it's very, very productive. Larry, give us your website, please.
Yeah, it's www.actact.com.
Act.com. Check it out, folks. Larry Ritter and I will be right back after these messages. When we come back, I want to talk to Larry about your CRM being on your desktop or in the cloud. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.